Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our midweek prayer, our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. Bring your attention into your heart space. And let us be intentional with the next 3 deep breaths. As always, I remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as we take our first deep breath in, let us be conscious that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach. Hold. Gently and slowly. As we take our second deep breath in, bring your attention into your heart space, into the cave, the sanctuary of the heart, the dwelling of the soul. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly, release. As we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional that we are spending the next 9 or so minutes consciously communing with the ground of being, the source of all that is, God within. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly, release. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 30. From Psalms for Praying, An Invitation to Wholeness, by Nancy Merrill. All praise to you, O beloved, for you have raised me up and have not let my fears overwhelm me. O compassionate one, I cried for help, and you comforted me. You, O love, helped me release my soul from despair. You gave me strength to face my fears. Now love is awakening in me. Sing praises to the beloved, all you saints, giving thanks to love's holy name. Love withdraws when we close our hearts, yet ever waits an open door. In the evening we may weep, yet joy comes with the morning. In my prosperity I had lost sight of love. I found power in my wealth. In your mercy, O beloved, my foundations were you shook. And in recognizing my separation from you, I was dismayed. I cried to you for help. To you I pleaded for forgiveness. What profit in my riches if I am separated from love? Will emptiness praise you? Will it tell of your faithfulness? Hear me, O beloved, and be gracious to me. O love, hasten to my assistance. And you turned my mourning into dancing. You set me free and clothed me with gladness. My soul rejoices and is glad in you. Songs of gratitude fill my soul, rising up to you, O beloved. Divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, as we consciously come into your presence at this time, surrendering our little sense of self, our egoic nature, the little I, to allow our true self, our God self, our higher self to come to the fore, that self which is love, which is peace, which is joy, which is harmony, which is contentment. Let your spirit quicken within our physical form, that we may know healing, wholeness, and right and perfect expression. Let your spirit quicken our physical form, that we may remember who we are and whose we are, that we are made in your image and likeness, and that image and likeness is love. 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 Let your spirit quicken our physical form, that we may put away any sense of dis-ease, any sense that illness or sickness has part or power in us. Let us know that your healing, that you're renewing, that you're realigning us with our true identity is surging in and through us right here, right now. Your spirit quickens, renews, restores, replenishes every cell, tissue, part, and particle of our being. Not only our physical form, but our mental, emotional, and spiritual form is healed. Right here, right now. O divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, as we consciously come into your presence at this time, knowing that our souls is renewed and refreshed as we drink from our inner well of peace, joy, and love. We hold in our hearts all that is happening across this world, starting with our homes, within our relationships, within our families and communities, to this nation, for all the discord and dissent that is arising. We seek peace. Peace between ourselves, peace between one another, peace in our families, our communities, our nation. We seek a right outcome as the elections approaches. And we remember everyone across this country that is suffering at this time, that do not have enough to eat, that do not have shelter, that do not have warmth in their homes. And as we remembering those without in our country, we remember those without in countries abroad. You've provided for each of us, for each and every one of us and our needs. And yet we are too greedy and sometimes too selfish to be concerned with the needs of others. Touch our hearts, touch our souls, touch our minds, that we come back to the remembrance that we are one kind, humankind. That we are of one spirit, your spirit. That we are of the one essence, the one life, your essence in your life. And all that we desire for ourselves, we should desire for each and every one of your expressions of life. Irrespective of where they're born, their color, their religion, their gender orientation, their creed, their race. O divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. You're just resting in your everlasting arms at this time. Surrendering our concerns, surrendering our wants, surrendering our needs. Knowing that our every need has already been met. Which is written, before you call, I have answered. While you yet speak, I have heard. Our teacher and way show, Jesus, said that we should cast all our burdens upon you. For you care for us. So in this truth, in this remembrance, we trust and believe. Divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. We give you glory, we give you praise, we give you thanks. And so. Take a deep breath in. As you allow these words to truly saturate your soul and permeate your being. Now silently to yourself, affirm our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without, radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without, expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without, manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without, eternal and unceasing. Take a deep breath in, allow this intention to settle in your being. As you know the oneness and the allness of God, that is right where you are. Divine beloveds, I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we meet again on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.